A 21-member Czech patrol came under fire in the province of Logar in Afghanistan on Wednesday, an attack that left a number of their assailants dead and seven Czech soldiers injured, one of them seriously. The Czech convoy came under attack around 4 kilometres from the Shank base, the same day that the government approved a plan to increase the number of Czech personnel in the Afghan mission in 2009. Jan Willinger has this report.
Increasingly, Czech forces in Afghanistan have been reaching for their weapons in self-defence. On Wednesday, a 21-member Czech convoy came unexpectedly under heavy fire. As yet, unidentified insurgents caught the soldiers off guard when they opened fire with anti-tank RPGs and machine guns. Jana Rušičková is the spokeswoman for the Czech General Staff.
The patrol was travelling in 4 Humvees at noon local time, around 4 kilometres from the Shank base. The convoy was investigating staging points insurgents had used to fire on the provincial reconstruction team base days earlier. The attack was not expected. Our soldiers came under fire at a moment when they were communicating with local civilians, including children. We haven't seen an attack like this before.
The ensuing crossfire lasted half an hour, leaving some insurgents injured or dead. 7 Czech soldiers were injured, one of them seriously. He was later taken to U.S. hospital in Bagram, while the others were able to return and be treated at the Shank base. 2 also received additional treatment in Kabul. The Shank base twice came under attack recently from rocket fire, leading to apprehension at home over the soldiers' safety. 17 have now been injured on duty in Afghanistan, while 2 Czechs have been killed. Jana Rušičková again.
Generally speaking, the situation in Afghanistan is very complex, and it is understood that the situation has been growing worse.
As it happens, on Wednesday, the government approved a plan to increase the number of Czech soldiers serving in operations abroad in 2009, meaning an additional 200 or so personnel could be sent to Afghanistan. That would bring the number of Czech troops there taking part in reconstruction projects to 745. But the plan to buffer the Czech presence, a request by NATO allies, is by no means assured, needing to still win approval in Parliament. Given the government's shaky standing, that won't be easy. Some within the coalition, such as Christian Democrat Ludvík Hovorka, have already stated they will not support broadening the mission, meaning the Prime Minister will have to reach out to at least some opposition members if he hopes to secure enough votes.
Jan Willinger with